Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Before we get into our stock report for the Commanders, I saw this story and I just thought this was wild. 23 people got stuck inside one of the most popular pubs in Britain for days after a snowstorm in what was, for a lot of these people, like a dream come true. You know, these like dudes that are just there all the time anyway, and they're just calling going, we can't get out, I'm sorry.
Can't get home, love.
Essentially, from looking at this, where this pub was, it's at like 1,700 feet of elevation, super windy with big snow drifts, and you could see like the cars that were parked. The snow just kind of all got blown up against the place.
Oh,
to the point where
I
guess they couldn't get out for days on end. And they were like trying to dig and shovel their way. And people were like, we could just kind of chill here. We got what we need. We got our drinks.
They got provisions and beverages.
We got our food.
Yeah.
3 days. This happened. And they're, I guess, making some kind of series about it now. It sounds like in 2009, and another similar event transpired at the same location over a weekend. In 2021. Now, why this became a popular thing going around the internet now, I'm not really sure. But it did get me to thinking, Danny, what with us having just dealt with a pretty good snowstorm. If you could accidentally get snowed in in a place of business, where would Danny Ruye want to be stuck? I'm going to say 72 hours. You've got to be here. From Friday night to sometime on Monday, you get out. Where do you want to be stuck?
This is a great question. It's got to be, obviously, a restaurant. I don't want to be in some, like, business or some kind of thing where it's like, yeah.
I would think so, although there could be a really fun place with, like, activities.
As long as that, yeah, but, like, I need food. Like,
what if you were at Funland where they can make food, too?
Yeah.
But, like, you had go-karts and you had indoor batting cages and stuff. Like, that would be kind of cool.
That would be good. That would be good.
Or you have like to exercise and play pickleball. What if it was an indoor pickleball
I was
going to
say, yeah. Like, I get stuck at, like, down the line or something like that so I can play some pickle. I think my first answer, though, that popped into my head is what I'm going to go with, because I think that's what you're supposed to do is trust your instinct. My instinct said Hill Country Barbecue.
Wow.
It said to me, Fatty, stay inside, get stuck in a snowdrift, and you can have a different themed meal every time. So in other words, oh, it's breakfast. It's not time for barbecue. They've got deviled eggs. Breakfast, done. They've got sausages. They've got all the barbecue styles that you'd want. You're going to have more of a lunch barbecue feel. You have a dinner barbecue. They've got tea. There's all the things that I want to eat pretty much are there. Hill Country.
You thought about the food part beautifully, and I give you credit for that. There's nothing else to do at Hill Country. 72 hours.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you know when I see a problem.
But you're going to eat your meals three times a day and be full. And then several hours goes by.
Yeah.
We're just sitting in the chairs at Hill Country?
We're just sitting. It's a big enough place where I can go downstairs. I go back upstairs.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of different things to see.
So I had two thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I gave this a lot of thought last night when I saw this. My first was Cracker Barrel. Because of all of the, like, that stuff in the shop that there is through. There's books.
Little kitschy toys you can play with.
Yeah, there's little toys and things. So I can get all the food I want at any point. But I also have activities. There's more room for activities.
There's more room for activities.
That's going to end up being the runner-up. The one I eventually decided on, and again, the question, I'll come to you guys in the producer room in a moment. Where would you want to be snowed in for 3 days? Alamo Drafthouse. Or one of the movie theaters where there's good food and alcohol. And my logic on this is I'm eating whatever I want, bar food constantly. if I want to class it up a little bit and do a nice salad or, you know, something healthy at some point because I'm just tired of eating like crap, I could do that.
That was funny. That was a good joke that Grant made.
I'm not going to be doing that at all.
Let me write it down. Grant made a funny joke.
So many wings.
Yeah.
So much popcorn. And I'm going to watch every single movie that's out one by one. And then I'm going to go, hey, those movies that you guys are going to put out next week that we've got in the back.
You've got them, right?
Let's go ahead and run those back. There's old movies. I mean, it's limitless entertainment. Hey, there's a way to hook up my computer, my Netflix on the big screen, right? Let's go knock out a season of Severance or, you know, whatever I'm going to watch. I won't be that one because he just walks around hallways the whole damn time. So I'll never watch that show again. I tried to once for 6 minutes. And when he never got anywhere out of the hallway, I just said, this is a stupid show and everyone's wrong. But
all those people are wrong, by the way. Literally millions of people are
wrong. I shouldn't say they're wrong. That's actually not fair. They just love watching a guy walk around a hallway and tell me it's a great show.
That's the whole show. 8 episodes of that.
Now it's 16.
I was going to say, this whole second season, there's new hallways.
Season 2 just dropped. I got a show called Amaze. Just watch me walk around. It'll be huge on YouTube, on my YouTube page.
You won't do that.
I should.
You won't do a parody bit where you just like severed season 3 and
apparently
you're just in a hallway.
I'll win a Golden Globe for it.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller can help me write it. I think that's a good one, though. Movie theater with food and drink.
That's a great idea.
Daris, where are you getting snowed in for 72 hours?
So I already had this one in mind, but I saw my guy Jupe in the YouTube chat just said this as well. Dave and Buster's, I think, would be phenomenal to get snowed in at.
That is a great,
that's a great answer.
Food for days, yes. TVs for days, and as a gamer, I'm in heaven. Let's go.
I feel like that might be better than my answer. The movie guy in me still feels good about where I'm at. But Dave and Buster's,
you
know how much Papa Shot I would play? Would I get tired of the games, though? The games are fun for that first night, maybe a little bit of the next afternoon. At some point am I going, yep, I've already played a bunch of air hockey.
Yeah, it's enough. How much is too much? You'd push the limit right there.
Although, they do have the giant screens, like the old Damon's-style screens that are the size of a small movie theater screen. So you're watching games. You got whatever you want on TV as well. Tobes, where are you getting snowed in?
Some indoor golf simulator place that serves food. X Golf, there's one in Nats Park now. Someplace like that. I'll just play a bunch of golf.
You could play all the courses?
All the courses.
Is this inspired by the thing you watched the other night in any way?
No. No. Matter of fact, I was considering a Dave and Buster style thing. Okay. I was also considering, besides the food aspect, a sporting goods store because of the ability to try out different equipment and maybe throw a football or whatever. But if you give me an indoor golf simulator, I can kill 3 days with that.
That's pretty good. So like an indoor Rudy's Golf, essentially.
Yeah, essentially, yes.
I think that's actually
a great answer.
Phenomenal answer.
That's a great
Tobes.
Answer. Because if you're in a sporting goods store, what are you going to eat?
We got to do it Family Feud style. Good answer.
Good answer. Good answer.
Good answer.
Show
good answer.
Me sporting goods.
23 people had that. All right, Ryan, pressure's on you to come up with something that nobody said yet.
As Odyssey headquarters.
Well, I would not say that, but...
Corporate guy.
Corporate guy
I was actually going to say Dave and Buster's. I thought I was going to have like a great answer, but I'm going to go with a diet version of Dave and Buster's. Give me Chuck E. Cheese. I'll play skee-ball. I can still play Papa Shot. Do they have a merry-go-round in there? I could do that as well. A lot of different kid games and relive my childhood. And also eat some pizza, eat some wings. They've got a salad bar. They have the Coca-Cola on tap there. I'd be a made man.
When's the last time you've been in a Chuck E. Cheese?
It's been probably 15 years.
I don't think there's a game in there that you would find compelling.
Skee-ball.
At your current age. Guy, the skee-ball, you just reach over and drop. It's designed for my kid.
I mean, they saw
it's 3-year-old skee-ball.
I know, but still, you sleep. I can entertain myself pretty well.
Okay.
I think I could do that.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Show me Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese. Clary wants to get locked in a Chuck E. Cheese for 72 hours.
Those after-hours animatronics are interesting.